First dates, they can be stressful. What do I wear? What should I talk about? And perhaps the most important question, where do we go? Como's Tracy Ellis is here with some ideas.
Well, Jane, the ideas are actually coming from the dating site howaboutwe.com. It's just released its list of the most popular first date destinations for Seattle singles. And topping the list...
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Can you feel the love tonight?
That's right, Safeco Field. Of course, Tom is the PA announcer there, so I thank you.
That was so great, by the way.
Yes. Well, you know what? Since I started working here, I was trying to figure out a way to get him to say, ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. I finally did. Anyway, Safeco Field, number one. That's followed by Alki Beach and... Those are people throwing fish.
Thanks for clarifying.
Pike Place Market. Of course, nothing says romance like flying fish. So where'd you guys go on your first dates?
Oh, Tracy, that is so cute. Dating. Oh.
Is that your answer, Jane?
A date. Yeah, what?
Come on.
What's
Seattle?
That? Yeah.
Where would you
Mine
go?
Mine was so long ago, I'd be dating myself by saying where it was. It was actually in Spokane. It was the old spaghetti factory.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. That was always popular here, too, yeah. Or so I was told.
I used to always go to Rainier Games.
That's a good idea.
So it's like Safeco. But I think taking a first date to a baseball game is a good idea because if for some reason you have nothing to talk about, there's something going on.
That's right.
And it's easy to talk during a baseball game. I did a quick survey of people here in the office.
Uh-huh.
Restaurants top the list. Specifically sushi, that surprised me, or other seafood. Other answers, Ballard, and one person in the office said the cemetery.
Should we guess out loud who that was?
Well, I don't know if she would like that. Anyway.
Maybe not.
There you go.
All right.
If you need to go on a first date, you have some ideas.
And we can see this on more of this on comonews.com?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Tracy.